This edition of the Great Northern Radio Show seeks to join in the tradition of winter storytelling. And so we welcome to our stage Leech Lake educator, spiritual elder, chair and professor of the Indian Studies Department at Itasca Community College. Welcome, Larry Aiken.
Bonjour, Nishanawirug. Beijgu Gabo, Rajanakaz, Gasa Gasquaj, May Kagamandu and Juba. Makwanga do them. Minua Gamaskawa Kukago de Nangaman, Dija, Cass Lake, Minnesota. In the wintertime, it's a time for education. It's a time for all the young people to be quiet and to listen to their elders. They gather around every evening, many, many years ago, and we teach them things like respect and humor. In honor. And we teach all the young people and all the people in the lodge, including the middle age, about the ways of life called Anaganiganug, which is the spiritual law of our people. Many years ago, there was a man by the name of Winnebujo. He was really one of our great uncles. He taught us our language. He taught us our codes of conduct. He taught us how to act in this world and how to be. One of the stories is that a long time ago, he called a great meeting of all Oasiyug, all the animals in the forest. And he said, there's a great story going to happen. There's a great lesson going to happen. So Winnebujo called all the animals together. And all the animals gathered, and they're waiting around. They're looking around. They're waiting. And all of a sudden, they looked down the road, and here comes the rabbit. And he's walking on one ear over here, one ear over here. He goes, and he said, look at that rabbit. He said, hey, he looks like he's drunk. Oh, no, he couldn't be. Yeah, look at him. And he walked up and said, what are all you animals doing here? I suppose you're already not having fun like me. I'm having fun. I'm down at that tavern over there where all the trappers and fur traders are, and they give me funny stuff to drink, and I drink it, and I like it. And all the animals, oh, no, they said, what are you doing? He said, how come you're walking on two legs? You're supposed to walk on four legs. The Creator gave you four legs, not to stand up like that. He said, because I want to stand and look at all the things that are going on. I don't want to be on four legs. I can't see very well. And he said, and you, lynx, you're always chasing me. How come you're chasing? And he hit that lynx. Oh, that lynx is going to kill him in a minute. But he just bat him alongside the lip and cut his lip a little bit, and he rolled over. He said, he looked at the bear and he said, hey, Makwa, bear, you're supposed to protect me. You're a defender. How come you didn't help me? What's wrong? And he kicked that bear. And that bear bat him with a backhand. Over he goes. He fell down again. He fell down. He said, how come you're speaking that language? You're supposed to speak language of our people. Animal language. What's wrong with you? And you've been gone for a long time. Your parents are looking for you. All your kids are looking for you. What's wrong with you? I'm done having fun. He said, I want to do what I want to do. I'm tired of doing what everybody does. All you guys get ready for winter. Store all your stuff and get ready to hibernate. Not me. I'm over there having fun. And that's what I'm going to do. From now on, I'm going to have fun. All the animals are just ashamed. They looked at each other and they put their heads down. And that animal walked away. Went around behind some bushes. And pretty soon, when the bushes shows up. Bonjour, Wabashkia, Jigger, bonjour, Nishnabeg, big bonjour, Nishnabeg, bonjour, Wabashkia, what's going on? And all the animals said, did you see him? He said, did I see what? There's a rabbit here. And he walked right over there where you came from, Winnebujo. He walked right over there, and he couldn't be. Winnebujo said, what's wrong? He said, we think that rabbit was drinking alcohol. Winnebujo said, oh, no. What happens when he drinks alcohol? He said he forgot his Creator-given legs. He was standing on two legs, so he forgot the gifts that he is. He was speaking a different language. He forgot his family. He didn't care about getting ready for winter. Winnebujo said, oh, my, my, my. You know what? He said, I think that rabbit taught us a good lesson today. If you use alcohol, you'll forget your family. You'll forget your language. You'll forget the things that the Creator gave you to love each other and respect each other. I think that animal taught us a great lesson. We ought to thank that Waboose because that Wabus made us think. And that's what I want you all today is to think about your families and be thankful for what you have. All the animals said, yeah, I think that's right. So every winter we have stories like this, why animals don't drink. That's one of the most famous stories of all times, you know. And I think if you stretch that a little further, that might go to us humans too, us two-leggeds, you know. So there's always these moral issues that we talk about respect and about honor and about using the gifts that you have. Always, this is what we do every winter, and we only do it when there's snow on the ground, when all those animals that might steal our power or our shine or steal our way of life, they're sleeping or they have flown south. That's why we tell them every winter, it is a time of education. And a good one for all of you, you all know you see these geese flying south, always way up there, it's always in a big V. And one line is always longer than the other. And do you know why? There's more geese on one side. These are Winnebush's stories, you know. And I sit and I wonder, I used to work for an old medicine man a long time ago, and he'd always start stories, you know. Ganabaji would say, Wewenigawabagwan, listen carefully. Bizindun. So we're telling our children all the time, Bizindun, listen. Listen, think. Use your heart and your head, think. And love all of your family all the time. That's what we do. It's called Anaganiganag. Now I want to teach all of you a little. Every place I go, I'm always up on the language. I want people to use their Ojibwe language. And you live with Ojibwe people, we're your neighbors. So I want to teach you a word. We were at this big conference one time, and we're trying to find out, stump each other. What's the hardest word you can say? Of course, the hardest one is blueberry pie. You know? Me and the boss are going to be, us are going to be two seeds, you're going to be, us are going to be two seeds, you're going to be crazy gun. That's blueberry pie. But I want to teach you all something. Oh, the old medicine man said, I bet I can stump this whole crowd. He'd say, how do you say motorcycle? And all the old guys, they're thinking. They said, Odaban is a car. And he said, Odaban is. Maybe a small car. Going. He said, well, you stumped us. He said, listen closely. Yamaha. Thank you very much.
Larry Aiken. This is.